I do hope that all you folks here tonight, all you good Texas folks, are going to be patient with Old Frog, because surely you realize that getting me out here in the middle of the stage like this and talking into this silly-looking electric razor, this is a lot different than riding an old white horse up one hill and down the other and shooting 50 times out of a gun that only holds 6 bullets. But I didn't come here to try to impress anybody tonight or make anybody think I was real smart or clever, nothing like that. I came here just for one reason, and that is that everybody in the world knows that Old Frog's a friendly feller. And I happen to know that you folks are friendly, too, because, well, goodness knows I've been coming to this Fort Worth for so many years. Well, this was a little bitty town when I first came here. You could plug in your razor and dim every light in Texas. Now, I know that you folks have probably seen me on television, and I have no way of knowing. Well, maybe you haven't. Suppose I find out. How's about all of you that have ever seen me with Gene Autry? Make a little noise, huh? Oh, boy, I should say you have. Now, that's wonderful. Now, all of you that have seen me with Roy Rogers, make a little noise. Yeah, I say, well, I only made 7 pictures of him. Well, you must have seen all of them, I guess. Now, how many of you ever saw me with Johnny McBrown? You did? I never made any with him. That's a dirty trick, ain't it? I ought to be shot. But I like to play jokes on folks. I get a kick out of standing out here on this stage and looking at you looking at me. I know what you're thinking. You're saying to yourself, look at that fat feller. Look at him out there with those old black trousers, those old baggy pants, and that old silly-looking shirt and that horrid-looking hat. He looks like a scarecrow. I do look like a scarecrow because I'm supposed to. What you're looking at has been called Frog Millhouse in 171 Western pictures, and it took 27 years to make them. Now, I get tickled at you folks because you know I got 2 names, Frog Millhouse and Smiley Burnett. But since you see only Frog in the movies, you don't know very much about Smiley Burnett, so suppose I tell you that Frog in the movies never gets the girl. But Smiley Burnett's happily married. First time a wife ever saw me was on the screen. She opened the window and I crawled in. I got 2 boys and 2 girls. My youngest boy is 17. Brian is his name. Carolyn is 19. Stephen is 6'4" tall. He can lift an ox and he can't spell it. And my oldest girl, she's 23. Now you know enough about my kids. You're kind of surprised to find out I'm a married man, ain't you? Well, everybody was surprised when I got married. My dad wasn't surprised. He was mad. He wasn't mad because I got married. He was just sore because I didn't give him any of my wedding cake. I told him, well, you didn't give me none of yours. He said, well, you wasn't even here. I said, you knowed I was coming. You could have saved me a little piece. We live pretty close to Walt Disney's, you know, that draw Mickey Duck and Donald Mouse. And one day I went by Mr. Disney's house, and he hollered at me, and he said, hello, Frog. Said, you working? I said, working? I ain't had a job all winter. My kids is eating the putty out of the windows over at my house. Oh, I said, you're kidding. You ain't that poor. I said, we are. I ain't bought him any shoes in months. Just paint the feet black and lace your toes. Well, he said, I'll give you $1 to make the voice of a fly light on a hunk of sugar, and I'll use it in one of my cartoons. Here's the way I did it. I could have done that and a lot better, but I'm fighting the cold. I slept out in the yard and left the gate open. There was a draft through there. I do the dumbest things. I was putting some toilet water on my hair and the seat fell and hit me on the head. The doctor told me to watch my stomach, so I got it out there where I can see it all right, haven't I?